This section of West Los Angeles, sometimes called Tehrangeles, is home to Persian businesses and restaurants, and the offices of Iranian professionals, including doctors, dentists, and lawyers. One immigrant has mixed feelings about Iran's pursuit of nuclear power, which Iranian officials insist is for peaceful purposes.
They have the right, like any other country and any other people on earth, that they have it, like America, Russia, Israel, Pakistan, wherever. At the same time, they don't have the right to have it because of their experience that we have, that kind of gimmicks that they play, especially in Middle East.
He says the bottom line for him is that the Iranian regime has a history of deceit and cannot be trusted. Another Iranian immigrant agrees with him.
Well, of course, it goes back to the real motive, which to me it's not clear yet, you know. I mean, if it's, they are going to use this power, you know, for their factories, things of that nature. But since you don't know the real motive behind that, it's hard to say, you know. Other than that, we know that, you know, whenever the atomic bomb people have access to that, there's always a danger of, you know, catastrophe.
A third Iranian American, a bookstore owner, wants to see regime change in his homeland.
We do have the problem of having Iran as a nuclear power, but we have first a problem with the Islamic Republic of Iran. If we don't have such a regime, then hopefully we don't have the problem of Iranian nuclear power.
State Department officials say they believe the nuclear dispute with Iran can be solved through diplomacy. The European Union has prepared an incentive package which diplomats say would offer Tehran a light water nuclear reactor. Light water reactors are less susceptible to misuse in a weapons program than the heavy water facility that Iran is now building. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad rejected the package, however, even before it was offered, and says nothing will persuade Iran to freeze its nuclear program. All of this is being watched closely by Iranian Americans who live in and around Los Angeles. They number at least 300,000. Sometimes called jumbo jet refugees, many arrived with a good education and some wealth. They are also a diverse group. Mostly Muslim, there are minority populations of Jews, Baha'is, Armenian Christians, and others. Some are loyal to the family of the late Shah Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, whose son lives outside Washington in the state of Maryland. Others hope to see a secular government in Iran, and yet others want a moderate Islamic republic. A former Iranian pop star turned journalist named Zia Atabi, who appears on Persian language television from Los Angeles, says the Middle East is a powder keg, largely because of Iran. He says he is frustrated with the so far futile efforts of the international community in dealing with the regime. He wants more U.S. support for the Iranian opposition and says some in the expatriate community endorse the use of force to bring about regime change. Other Iranian Americans support continued diplomacy. Frida Sabah is a commentator on IRTV, a Persian language broadcast system in Los Angeles.
The majority of here are the first generation immigrants, and most of them have been born in Iran. So they have a love for their countries, even though they are an American right now, they are Iranian American. But they do not want to see their country to be destroyed like Iraq. They do not want any war or any violence against the country.
Ms. Sabah says Iranian Americans are concerned about the repression of journalists and the harsh treatment of political dissidents. But she says Iran has a functioning economy and working infrastructure, which war would devastate. Frank Nikbach, a Jewish Iranian immigrant and democracy advocate, says the Iranian expatriate community is diverse, but he sees a consensus in favor of a peaceful resolution to the impasse.
Naturally, most Iranians do not want a military intervention in their country. And even on the question of sanctions, they would prefer a targeted sanction that would target the super rich and the super powerful people and organizations and companies in Iran, rather than a general sanction which will have negative effects on ordinary people.
But he says most Iranian exiles want to rid their homeland of a government that he calls dictatorial and ruthless. Women's studies scholar Nayere Tohidi says that despite the efforts of its hardline religious regime, Iran is becoming increasingly secularized. More than 60% of its university students today are women, and she says young people in Iran are becoming more global in their outlook as they use tools like the Internet. She says the hardliners have successfully used the nuclear issue to mobilize nationalist sentiment, and that the Western response to Iran should emphasize human rights and democracy, topics she says resonate with Iran's population. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.